Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And baby, that's you.
Shoe is on your left foot. Hopefully it's the left shoe. That's not the case. Perhaps you need to sober up a little bit.
I have no shoes on, Dougie.
No shoes?
No.
Unbelievable.
I'm a radio-free spirit. I just wear socks.
Radio-free Dougie. How's that? Free radio. It's free. It's all free, folks. And you get more than you pay for. I guarantee that because we have Jennifer here and Carrie here and the extraordinarily responsible Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us to go through some of the important things from the world of medicine. Let's talk about Maria Sharapova. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Sure. I think Kara's our expert.
Sharapova. All right. Kara, how do you pronounce it?
I think I said it the same way. Maria Sharapova.
Sharapova. Okay. So she has tested positive for meldonium. Sounds like something that would be near kryptonite. It comes from a planet far away. She was competing in the Australian Open. So I want to talk to Jack about what meldonium is. She has been relieved of her $70 million contract with Nike because she admits to taking this. Some people call it a performance-enhancing drug. She's been on it for 10 years. What's the story, Jack?
Well, it is. It is a performance-enhancing drug. It's something that's referred to as an anti-ischemic.
What's that
mean? Other words, it keeps the blood vessels open so that you get...
Like Super Beats. Sounds like Super Beats to me.
Sounds good to me, and I bet Super Beats is not on the anti-doping agency list.
No.
It's not approved in the United States. It's not approved by the FDA. It comes out of Latvia. It was invented back in the 1970s as a performance-enhancing drug. And what it does is it keeps the blood vessels open longer during extreme performance so that you're not only do you have increased performance for a longer period of time, your recovery right after your particular event is much faster as well.
I'm not kidding about this, by the way. Go ahead, explain it. But I want to compare this to Super Beats. I'm going to get my notes out for Super Beats. Hold on. Just keep explaining.
Because of the nitric oxide in the Super Beats that causes vasodilation.
Right.
You know, that would be an interesting thing to contact the World Doping Agency and find out if the Super Beats is not allowed. Now, what the Sharapova is saying is that, well, I didn't know. I didn't know that that was on the list. You know, I didn't know that we weren't supposed to be able to use that stuff. You'd think with somebody with that kind of level of performance and classification in that particular sport, they would know everything.
So her health, she says she was taking the medicine for health issues because she has a history of diabetes family.
It mimics insulin to a certain degree, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so it helps with sugar uptake, also providing cellular uptake of the sugar to provide more energy. But it primarily what it does, it blocks a couple of enzymes that regulate blood pressure throughout the system, making sure blood goes where it's supposed to go. And it will allow greater flow of blood into the muscles of performance over a longer period of time. And it's not fair.
I think this is amazing. Listen to this. I have the Super Beats information in front of me. Let's compare the two just for the heck of it. And remember now that Super Beats is an all-natural. All this is powdered ground-up beets, non-GMO beets. That's what it is. And it does exactly the same thing as this meldonium, if that's how I'm pronouncing it, does, according to what I just heard you say. It's the nitrites of the beets convert to nitric oxide, which opens up your arteries, relaxes the arteries, if you will, maintains a healthy blood pressure, and boosts circulation so that it gets to your muscles, to your brain, to all your organs, increases circulation, brings your blood pressure down. Energy and stamina is improved in a super fashion. And so I don't see, collegiate athletes, pro football teams, hockey players, Olympic athletes are using this to boost their performance. So how the heck is that different? You know, if she were just, meldonium has probably, I would love to see the ingredients. Have you got anything in your RX there that says what this is from? Is there any beet in
no
this?
No it's no no it's a it's a it's a manufactured chemical in a laboratory. There's nothing
but
natural
is the chemical
about it at all.
Does the chemical, well, chemicals come from someplace. They come from a they have to come out of the ground,
well,
in some way, shape, or form, some
yes,
way.
Yes, yes.
Right?
There's a certain inorganic aspect and an organic aspect to it, so yeah, that it can be utilized by the body itself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a synthetic. I mean, in other words, it does not occur in nature as do beets.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This track and field star won 3 gold medals and 2 bronze at the 2000 Summer Olympics, but she was stripped of them all after admitting to using performance-enhancing drugs.
A time of 10.75. What superb sprinting by Marion Jones.
So where is Marion Jones now? Marion served 6 months in jail in 2008 for committing check fraud and for lying about her use of PEDs under oath. She appeared on the show Life After on the TV One network and recently sat down with Oprah Winfrey to discuss her highs and lows and what it was like to tell her children about going to prison.
I made poor choice, and that at that point satisfied their curiosity. I hope one day when people remember me, that's at the end of my name, there's a dot, 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 because the story continues. It doesn't end when you make a mistake.
Here's hoping Marion stays on the right track. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you dream about big success? You should. It helps form your vision. But if you stop there, it's only a fantasy.
Do you talk about your big dreams? Great! It pays to get advice from people who've been there, done that. But if that's all you do, it's just idle conversation.
Do you learn continuously? It's critical in our fast-changing world, but it's not enough.
Do you plan? It's important to have written goals that you review every day.
But dreaming and talking and learning and planning are all a waste if you don't do something.
While everything else is important, taking action is the only way to create the future you want.
Do. It's the secret to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So who knows more four-letter, very naughty words? Little boys or little girls? Here's the answer and the developmental science of it. Hard to believe, but 3- and 4-year-old girls know a greater number of colorful phrases than do little boys. But boys tend to use foul terms much more frequently than little girls.
Drop, dump, friend, house, tickle, piper!
However, there are those who believe that this is equaling out with both little girls and little boys, well, using those naughty words. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you hear these words, and you will, let the kid know immediately that it's unacceptable language, but do not overreact. If you do, the cursing takes on a magical quality and you will hear it everywhere. If it continues, well, timeout works very well with this behavior. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, with sand slides, guide sand into colored chutes by drawing a slide or a bucket. Simple yet challenging. Good game for all ages. Sand slides. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Let's talk about Peyton Manning for a second. 18 seasons in the NFL. He broke his neck, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? Or he didn't break it. Somebody broke it for him. He didn't break it on his own. You said something interesting. For those of you who are new to the program, you don't know Jack Stockwell is a Nuka chiropractor who practices in Salt Lake City and has done amazing, marvelous things with tens of thousands of people over the last 20, 25 years. He and his wife both actually practice together. Different kinds of things do they practice, but they both enhance one another's work. So if you'd have gotten a hold of Penny, you were talking about some experiences you had in the locker room when you went down to treat people. So what would you have done? What happened to Peyton Manning? And what would you have done differently that could have extended his career, because clearly he doesn't want to get his neck broken again. And those of you who scoff at me when I talk about how dangerous football is and how you're irresponsible parents if you have your children playing football, this is a perfect example of the whole thing being way out of kilter. So what would you have done for Peyton Manning that might have extended his career?
Well, let me tell you about a brand new patient yesterday, the same thing. Probably Peyton's age, but this fellow had a severe concussion when he was playing high school football. Mm-hmm. And so Peyton Manning's problems began back in high school, where a couple, you know, and whether it's a car accident, whether it's a football concussion, whether it's wrestling, basketball, soccer, whatever, these guys and girls come together in a, you know, in a crash with one another, and the head comes out of balance with the neck. The force of gravity pulling the head down all the time, the same force that's holding those 18-wheelers out there on the freeway, or is the same force pulling us down, and the structure begins to break down, and it breaks down. You get weakened ligaments, you get degenerative aspects in the discs, and unless that is reset back into a balance point, which is really a rather easy thing to do, that degeneration continues until you start getting nerve root compression. And what the orthopedists will do is they take the x-rays or an MRI, you're losing this disc, we've got to do a fusion, we're going to have to do a laminectomy, we're going to have to do something here to get you out of pain, when 9 times out of 10, it's just a rebalancing of the structure that is done non-invasively. And so that's what I would have done for this. You know, and it may sound a little egotistical, but I have sent a lot of emails out. I've sent emails out to Tiger Woods. I've sent emails out to
any
to
response David. From any of these athletes?
None of them. None of them, because a lot of them pay a lot of money to high-priced trainers.
Yeah.
And these trainers will not let anybody near these guys because, you know, their careers depend upon it.
Right.
But they're not going to do something that they're not familiar with, regardless of how effective it might be.
Yeah, isn't that a shame? Basically, his career could have been extended by having... And I think that's true of lots of people who don't seek alternatives. Their lives sometimes are shortened greatly. Where I think my life has been enhanced, and I tell you the stories, you do what you want. You're the person who's making the choice. I just think having information from people like Jack, the reason he's on the program is because he has a lot to contribute, and certainly food for thought. All just another way of looking at stuff. You can make up your own mind. You can say, Jack, he's a quack. Oh, that sounds pretty good together, doesn't it? Jack, he's a quack. But he's not a quack, Jack.
Hey, Doug.
You're stretching, Doug.
Yeah.
If this were the Gong Show, I would have.
We better go back to Stephen Colbert.
Oh, my God. He was pretty bad, though. All right. So let's keep going here. Jack is the person sort of second in charge after his wife, Mary, and the Forbidden Doctor Department, right. ForbiddenDoctor.com, which each week has a new podcast. You know, we're doing a new podcast. We're going to start a whole new routine in a week or so. And I was thinking we ought to add Forbidden Doctor to our series of program podcasts.
Oh,
what about that
wonderful.
For an idea?
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about, just for a minute, what it is that is propelling the Forbidden Doctor this week. What sort of...
Well, the latest one, we're talking about... mental health conditions, dementia, Alzheimer's, autism, even severe depression, even the kind that can lead to mass murder, and its connection with the health of the gut. It's kind of a continuation of the previous one. So it's mental health, microbes, and mom, part two.
Yeah. And people who will say, who are conventional, say, are you nuts? What are you talking about? But yeah, when you follow it through, it makes nothing but sense. And so that's the idea. The podcast don't cost you anything. So you go to Forbidden Doctor, listen to a couple of them, and see if they don't ring a bell with you. They certainly ring a bell with me, and with my cows as well. All right, Jennifer, I know that's a stretch. So, and also, by the way, at Forbidden Doctor, don't forget to sign up for the Long Life Energy Enzyme Program. This is fabulous. This is not just good. It's fabulous. The Forbidden Doctor special scientific formula. You will live longer, I believe. That's why I'm taking these enzymes. Enzymes, Jack is all about the gut. You just heard him mention it a couple of times in the time that he's been here. It's all about the gut.
Yes.
So if you have a powerful, strong gut, I went to see my homeopathic doctor here yesterday and spent an hour and 40 minutes with him talking about a lot of things, including the sorts of things. You know, there are a lot of people. He showed me actually a paper, Jack, that I wanted you to comment on. The last 2 or 3 weeks, conventional medicine has been sort of reeling because they can't quite figure out what to do now with those people who have gas and are bloated, have all kinds of regurgitation, the things that happen when you have acid reflux. And so these commercial products that you buy over-counter, all of them begin with a P. There's three or four different ones, I think, aren't there? What's it called?
Prevacid is probably the number one out. Okay. Nexium and Prevacid.
Right. So you take those with any regularity, and you're going to get Alzheimer's and dementia. And that's basically what the study showed. And he showed me the 3-page study. And it just, if you're onto any of that stuff, no matter what they tell you, the big drug companies will fill up the television and the radio and the newspapers with ads, how great Nexium is. Don't believe it. So do you want to, I mean, the same sort of thing. If you have an adjusted digestive system using things like these long-life energy enzymes, you're not going to need that stuff anyway, right?
Well, absolutely. In fact, that's the podcast that comes out this Friday, is a further explanation as to how enzymes are so vital. And when you're taking these over-the-counters that you're mentioning there, Doug, Prevacid, Nexium, what these things do is they stop the production of acid. And without acid, you can't break down the proteins.
Yeah.
And if you don't have proteins, you don't have the connective tissue that, for one thing, holds the cells of the brain together, let alone muscles, let alone bones. I mean, there are some really crazy things that have showed up in the pharmaceutical world out there because it does immediately address a symptom. But the price you're going to pay, Alzheimer's for Pete's sake?
Well, the way I've found, in addition to the long-life energy enzymes, Meredith found it was sort of almost like apple cider vinegar that you can take, and that just basically stops it. In 2 minutes, it's gone.
Yes.
So things like that. There's all kinds of references.
Well, reflux isn't because we have too much acid. It's because we don't have enough acid.
Mm-hmm.
We have been eating the wrong kind of foods that will not trigger good acid production in the stomach. So when we eat some of these non-foods, I call them, and they get into the gut, they just sit there and they ferment. And then they form unnatural acids and gas that blow that stuff back up the esophagus because the stomach will not let it go until it's sufficiently acidified. So when you put apple cider vinegar on top of it, that's exactly what the body's looking for, and it'll finally release the contents into the gut.
That's an interesting, very descriptive. Jennifer, did you find that very descriptive, the way he just...
I could visualize it, that's for sure. And when he said explosive gas out of your mouth, I thought of you.
Oh, really? That's very nice. Thank you. Well, at least he didn't say explosive gas out of the other end.
That's right. That's right.
Well, you wait long enough.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh.
All right. So, no, that's Roberta. You're confusing me with Roberta. All right. Enough of this silly stuff. So very good information, though. I hope you agree with that. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out all of his stuff at ForbiddenDoctor.com.